If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3!
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. For the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about eye erosion. Ooh. Yep. You all experienced it, but you may not have known it. And we have some other things. But by the way, we don't have a quack report today, Frank. Another quacker, it bites the dust. Can't find anything I want to put in there. Anyway, so we're going to jump right into our devotional. Big salute, Semper Fi, to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the Seeking Lord's face. Mine at a time because it grows short. Our devotional puts us in Proverbs 14. It says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And then we skip on down to Psalms 11. For the righteousness, Lord loves righteousness, and his countenance doth behold the upright. So if you want the Lord to know your name, to know you, seek his face. You know, put him first. He's a jealous god. Everything. He gets to be first in everything. It's expected. It's expected. You know, we owe him everything. He owes us nothing. So mind the time, see the Lord's face, read the scriptures, because the invitation has an expiration date. So if you want to be saved and live in the kingdom of God for all of eternity, now's the time. Well, and so we don't have a quack report. So, Frank, what'd you say? That's it. I'm going out to visit the chickens to try to claim them. I'm sorry, Frank. Quack report. I'm sorry. Do you want to play the crack cracker sound bites? You go right ahead. It makes you feel better. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't have any material. Okay. Thanks, Frank. Get it out of your system. All right. I know. It's kind of weird not having a cracker, right? What'd you say? Well, I'm... you're not all that upset. Okay. Well, it is kind of, you feel a little off kilter because it's part of the routine. But anyway, I'll keep looking for stuff. But in the meantime, we're going to be talking about eye erosion. And get ready to possibly be shocked in the next 15, 20 minutes. So it kind of may surprise people that some medical treatments have really not even been thoroughly tested, or even for the adverse or long-term effects. So, and we have a real problem with a lack of full disclosure on some medicines from doctors. So take, for example, the dilation eye drops. Yep, called the tropicmiodized drops. That's the medical term. They're used by your optometrists, ophthalmologists as well, during routine eye exams, in order, you know, for them to see the back of the eye. They want to see the macula, the retina, and the optic nerve. Now, most patients don't know that there is a weaker version of these drops that work just as well, but eye doctors normally don't offer to use them. However, weaker doesn't mean safer. So there is also an option, get this, of getting the eye scanned with an OptiMap scanner. Usually eye doctors have those. And you can avoid the eye drops altogether, but not all your doctor's offices have the scanner. It can bump up your office visit by about $40 using the scanner, but I think it's worth it if you're getting an eye exam. So everybody out there has probably had at least one eye exam. And we're going to get to the nitty-gritty here. We're talking about the first part, the eye dilation drops, because most people, you know, the eye dilation drops are really no big deal. They have really no complaints after a brief time of blurry vision after a few hours it wears off. However, we don't contemplate the repeated use of the drops and what it means to eye health. Here's a study in 2021. They set out to answer that question and some other questions. Here's a quote from, this is the Biomedical and Pharmacological Journal. They say tropicamide is frequently used to dilate the pupil and paralyze the ciliary body muscle in treatment for ocular diseases and diagnosis tests. Now, they said, since few studies have examined the effect of various concentrations of the eye drop on dilation of the pupil, this study is designed to investigate the concentration of these effects. So according to this research by the Biomedical and Pharmacological Journal, the use of eye dilation drops have what they said, quote, possible and unknown side effects. And the low dose of 5% of the chemical alternative formula, they said, should be used when necessary. But there's a big when necessary there. So eye doctors rarely do eye exams without the drops, as they believe not using them is a malpractice risk. They feel without them, they do not get the adequate view of the eye to avoid diagnosis and treatment delays. So this is where your OptiMap scan, they're becoming more accepted by your eye doctors. And I would use that rather than the dilation drops, and you're going to see why in just a minute. So we're going to look at some of the side effects. Patients are kind of told, you know, your common and temporary side effects of the dilation eye drops are going to be a brief stinging or burning when they put them in your eye. temporary light sensitivity, and also blurry vision that clears up in a few hours. However, these eye drops are not without problems, and a closed claim lawsuit reported by the Ophthalmic Mutual Insurance Company stated vision impairment while driving and physicians failing to inform patients of all the risks is a problem. Well, let's look at what's in your drops. Your eye drops have preservatives in them. So in nearly all your eye drops out there, whether it's dilation drops or other drops, a preservative usually is added unless you get preservative-free eye drops. So the preservatives can promote eye irritation and other conditions. And the most common preservative is called BAK. It's short for benzochloroquine chloride. And if we check the list of ingredients in your dilation eye drops, we find the tropicamide at 0.5%, your BAK at 0.01%, there's sodium chloride, which is your leftover element of processed salt. They also have edetate disodium, which tends to reduce blood concentrations in the eye. Also, there's hydrochloric acid. It's a preservative stabilizer, but this tends to cause irritation. There's sodium hydroxide, also known as caustic soda or lye, used to adjust the pH and make things less irritating, and also purified water. So according to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology in April 2017, in their report, the additive BAK deters mitochondria corneal epithelial cells, causing mutation and ocular toxicity in the eye drops. And they said that the eye drops should be avoided. Surely toxicity and any eye drops, they say, should be avoided. So what we have here is a product that can erode eye tissue, especially the cornea, because it acts like a corrosive agent. Now, the corrosive agent is defined as a caustic property resulting in direct injury on tissue upon exposure. And it can also cause pain, ulcerations, and vomiting. So the tissue of the eye taking this direct exposure is the cornea, and erosion and ulcerations are very common, but patients are really not told it can be from a repeated exposure of eye drops. In other words, it's going to be after the fact. You're not going to connect the dots that it's this year after year after year of eye dilation product that's been slowly eroding your cornea. So the drops can weaken the cornea tissue, making it likely for you to develop a condition called recurrent corneal erosion or abrasions, also called REC. And by the way, that's what I've been experiencing, Frank, lately. So there's an accumulative effect of dilation drops, apparently, and any drops that have a lot of these additives in it. Here's a new study, February 2023, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. They reported that the eye dilation drops can sometimes not return the pupil size to baseline after the drops are used. And this can be a very real problem, especially for glaucoma patients, as it increases eye pressure. So there's also reports on nearsighted patients, also called myopia, having vision issues as long as a week after dilation. And some health experts feel myopia patients should not get the dilation drops and get the optomap scan instead. Actually, that's what I go for if the doctor's office has it instead of the dilation drops. They can see the macular and the cellular body, and they can see your retina and your optic nerve and everything with the scan. Here's a quote from the National Library of Medicine. They said, a study of 23 healthy subjects showed that 17% reported a reduction in visual acuity and detrimental eye health after using dilation eye drops. There are currently no reversal treatments. End quote. Well, let's look at the side effects. This is a significant list. When was the last time, Frank, you went to the eye doctor and he said, we're going to dilate your eyes, but let's go over this side effects list before I give them to you? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. They just said, oh, there'll be a slight burn, sting, but it'll go away. And then they come back a half hour later and they look at your eyes, right? What'd you say? Never? Never been? Oh, you've never been to the eye doctor. Well, good for you. You must have excellent eye health then, Frank. Excellent. Well, let's look at the study that we're talking about here at the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. They had a list of side effects that eye doctors fail to mention to patients and the risk that they take allowing the use of the dilation drops. So the study refers to these side effects as, quote, ocular adverse events. Okay. So on the list is keratitis, which is inflammation of the cornea with corneal edema, which is a lot of swelling and fluids, death of the cells of the cornea surface. Now, if you don't know what the cornea is, it's that clear dome over your eye, protecting your pupil and your iris. Also, their cellular congestion means enlarged vessels of the eye. It gets congested. Infection is on the list. Transient stinging, of course, you've heard them tell you it's going to burn. Light sensitivity, blurred vision, increased eye pressure, dry mouth, fever, constipation, increased heart rate, headache, nausea and vomiting, pale color, muscular rigidity, and eye pain. So the study also is saying that the dilation drops can cause an increase in eye pressure for the glaucoma patients, and a systemic effect of the nervous system that can cause cardiorespiratory collapse, behavioral problems, and psychotic reactions. However, it is listed as rare and most likely only to affect young children or the elderly, they say. So the drops are also known to increase the risk of arterial hypertension, arrhythmias or heart flutters, irregular heartbeat, tachycardia, which is irregular heart rhythm, myocardial infarction, which is stopping blood flow to your heart, syncope, which is fainting, and also subarachnoid hemorrhages or brain bleeds. Not a good day, right? Here's another quote from this study. They say, caution should be exercised while using these eye drops in preterm low birth weight babies or elderly patients with cardiovascular risk factors. So eye physicians are aware, they're aware of these risks, but are really, well, they're told that even with high risk groups of patients, that the risk is low. And the physicians are also trained that not using the drops can cause an underdiagnosis and promote eye disease and vision loss, increasing the likelihood of a lawsuit. Therefore, there's this pushback from your eye professionals to not undermine the use of dilation drops. And eye physicians have a duty to fully inform their patients and not just the high-risk groups of the risk associated with using these drops. Well, we all know why they're not telling you, because you would say, not putting that in my eye. So the drops are not supposed to be used, get this, on pregnant or nursing women because it's not known if it will affect the baby or if the tropicamide, if it's going to enter the breast milk. By the way, the tropicamide in your dilation drops is a Category C drug. Hey, Frank, do you know what a Category C drug is? You want to take a guess? Well, you know, I had eye exams when I was pregnant. They never told me none of this. Well, Category C drug means the risk can't be ruled out as there's no satisfactory studies on humans, but animal studies demonstrated a risk to the fetus. Huh. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm really tired of how healthcare justifies the loss, which would be your vision and comfort. I'm not really accepting that usual response that this is what medicine has to work with until something else becomes available. There are preservative-free eye drops or wetting drops. It should be within reason for patients to expect a safe way to diagnose a vision test. So the OptoMap scan is your option right now. So I'm seeing more clearly now. I hope you all are too, because in the meantime, you want to take precautions to protect your eyesight. And investigate all treatments carefully, because I've canceled eye appointments based on the doctor's insistence to use the dilation drops, even when OptoMap tests were available. So find eye physicians that will work with you, as I have found a few in the last 2 years. And for some, you know, natural vision options, then you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you're looking for things that may help with dry eye, macular issues, cataracts. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, their website is The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And they do have a free catalog. Their new catalog is in. If you haven't gotten your copy, you can call to request it, or you can go on the website and put it in your shopping cart and check out for free. You'll get a receipt in your email with a link if you want to download the catalog, but a hard copy will be mailed to you automatically. So get a free copy of the catalog. If you want to be empowered with more healthcare information weekly, especially if you can't get the show, maybe you're traveling, sign up for their free newsletters. So the American Survival and the Health Quest go out each week, and they're absolutely free. So you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters and sign up for free there. Of course, they are delivered by email, so you do have to have an email address in order to sign up for them. So don't delay in getting that taken care of. Any other health news? Frank, we just finally caught up on our spring sale. Ta-da! We really were amazed at the amount of orders that came for the spring sale. So we just got caught up with that and getting things back in stock and getting ready for May. Because in May is, well, right around the corner. All right. You know, we got a few minutes before we got to go to break. And Tuesday we were talking about your phytonutrition of your plants. And we didn't get to some of the good stuff. We were talking about some of the nutrition. I think we got to dandelion root, but I'll recap dandelion and we'll continue. Okay, so dandelion root has an abundance of antioxidants in it. It's a natural laxative. It's been used for weight loss, for managing cholesterol in the blood. It has a lot of bitter compounds, and these chemicals are, well, the bitter compounds have the most action when it comes to addressing things in the human body. So bitter compounds move body fluids like bile, mucus, blood, and dandelion seems to be very sufficient in vitamin A by 338%. And it also improves the condition of eyes, skin, and mucous membranes. So research has actually supported dandelion's ability to ward off cancer due to research from Windsor University Medical Center in Quebec, Canada, and especially has natural vitamin D in it, lots of minerals to help blood pressure and for the bones to manufacture healthy blood cells, which is why it's very beneficial for people like leukemia. So dandelion also contains manganese, which is used in the body to, it's a further antioxidant enzyme action, and it also has sufficient vitamin C and E. More antioxidant power, especially that's what cancer patients want, lots of antioxidants. So the extra benefit is your dandelion has vitamin K by 650%. It helps protect bones from osteoporosis and help with dementia and Alzheimer's and things. And some other nutritional elements in dandelion is vitamin B6, vitamin B3, iron, and calcium. So not bad for a backyard weed, right? Mm-hmm. So don't spray it with Roundup. Have some respect. And if you remember, our pioneers would put dandelion flower in the spring in their salads and eat it. It was like a detoxification effect from a long winter of eating dried beans and jerky. So next up is our thyme leaf. It's well known for its disease-fighting capabilities. It contains lots of oils called thermal, which is scientifically proven to work as an antiseptic and antifungal agent. So in addition, it also contains phenolic antioxidants with high antioxidant action. So you're going to find an abundance of vitamins and minerals in your thyme leaf. It's very essential. It helps support body fluids, heart rate, and blood pressure. I love it for colds and flus. Has a germicide in it to fight infections like that. Now, the iron that you find in thyme helps support healthy red blood cells, and it also has vitamin B complex and beta carotene and vitamin A, K, and C and a lot of folic acid. This helps ward off a lot of infections. And the photonutrition in thyme has been used for hundreds of years to fight tuberculosis and whooping cough. Yeah, the pulmonary stuff. We were just mentioning that. So there have been a lot of reports suggesting it also helps fight off cancer, as it suggested cancer may be a fungus. So I would not hesitate to use my dandelion, my thyme, and my garlic if I want a deeper anti-cancer defense, for instance. Now, ginger root's in the list here, too. Rich in photonutrition, is known as an anti-inflammatory and a pain-fighting action. The ancients would use it for arthritic conditions. So ginger offers some key nutrition to improve health with a lot of vitamin B6 and B5. Other nutritional elements in ginger would be copper, potassium, and magnesium. This helps your body have strong cells to balance fluids. It also offers some antibacterial action as well as gastrointestinal analgesics. It helps calm down nausea and vomiting. It also reduces a lot of inflammation, soothes tissue, and calms nerve endings. All are very important. And lastly, here is peppermint. It's not just menthol and peppermint. Well-known analgesic in itself, which means it's a painkiller. They've used it for centuries as a local anesthetic. Its compounds offer very cool sensations because of the oils. This cool sensation has receptors to stimulate when it's applied to your skin, mouth, or throat. So scientific research shows the compounds in peppermint relax intestinal walls and sphincter muscles and works like an antispasmodic. This explains why it's very beneficial for those suffering from irritable bowel syndrome. So peppermint is full of antioxidants and enzymes and vitamins like B6 and minerals like calcium. So if you're looking for a source of vitamin BK, nothing better than a little bit of natural peppermint out there. So you've got an extended lifeline. God's given it to you. He says in his word, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. All throughout scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, he's telling you, it's right under your nose, my chemistry and your medicinal plants is superior, and my might is sufficient. That's what God's telling us. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we come back. We got more health news, so don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! I'm a Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. When I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. It was a fishing and a splash.
Hey, Frank, thank you. Retro. All right, a little bouncy music there. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to move along, but before we do, we were just talking about some beautiful phytonutrition elements through your garlic, your dandelion, your thyme, your ginger, your peppermint. Hey, guess what? You'll find them all at thepowerherbs.com website and in their fabulous new product catalog, so don't delay in getting a copy of that. It's absolutely free. Give them a call at 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to be talking about something kind of serious. We've mentioned this before way back, well, a little over a year ago. We were talking about some drug shortages, and the segment I was talking about at the time was called the drug lottery, and you'll know what I mean in a minute. So back in 2019, so we've had drug shortages for a while, and they're not getting better. So in 2019, we were telling you about patients should start really thinking about the likelihood there may be significant disruption in drug therapy supply chains. So we have been actually seeing a lot of medications you know, more and more, the list goes longer. CDC has a list of the scarcity of some of these drugs. So we don't really hear much about this problem, and it could really produce a huge problem for a lot of people, but they don't want people to panic. So over 130 million Americans are taking some sort of medication on a daily basis to survive. That's 66% of adults in the United States. They're doing this, and if their drug or any of their drugs they're on is in short supply, it could create a problem. Well, let's look at the shot in the dark, because NPR Health News ran a report that some immune suppressant medications were hard to find. The FDA did approve a drug called Evusheld. It's a monoclonal antibody combination drug, was in short supply. So the drug is made by AstraZeneca, and it's prescribed for patients with autoimmune diseases. Hospitals have set up lotteries to distribute the drug, and hospitals engage in a lottery. So the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, Jackson Memorial in Miami, and Massachusetts General in Boston all have drug lotteries now. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services manages the drugs that are in short supply. This is where, this is a quote from NPR News. They said the government provides Evusheld to states based on their total adult populations, and the approach doesn't really prioritize where the need is greatest, end of quote. Well, in March 2019, University of Chicago Medical Center issued an alert regarding the results of national surveys on availability of prescription meds. And the health authorities are trying to improve on the supply line of drugs, including generic versions. Now, the problem is that many shortages left hospitals and doctors' offices blindsided because there was really no advance notice from the drug companies, which they're supposed to notify FDA. So reports of hospital pharmacies rationing or hoarding some medications actually resulted. And there appears to be a lack of news reporting a lot of these shortages, and no one is really prepared for it. So pharmacy managers are reporting also they have never seen anything like this. And in some cases, there are no substitute medications, leaving doctors with no drug therapy option. So that's scary. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, so what happens to people who got transplants? They need to have autoimmune suppressant drugs or their bodies reject the organ. Right, and if that's not a priority, I don't know what is. But as NPR stated, they were rationing that stuff, and there was just they didn't prioritize where the need was the greatest. You know, you can't leave it up to the government to do the right thing. Sorry. So let's look at some of these drug scarcity areas. This is according to the University of Chicago Medical Center. Their goal was to determine how often the shortages occur and which hospitals are hardest hit by shortfalls. So according to their report and the national survey, the U.S. has 6,210 hospitals, of which 948 are academic hospitals. So of their report, they said 81% of U.S. hospitals were experiencing drug hoarding and shortages. They said this suggests that the hospitals that did have medication on hand would not release prescription medications to some admitted patients, especially if it was a case of overprescribing. They also said all U.S. hospital pharmacy managers reported drug shortages in the last 12 months. And over two-thirds of the U.S. hospitals reported over 50 shortages. One of every three hospital pharmacies had no valid administrative mechanism in place to deal with a drug shortage. And over 80% of the hospitals admitted to hoarding medications as a response to the shortages. So the report found that the hoarding was worse in academic hospitals compared to community hospitals. What'd you say, Frank? I guess China has already started their embargo. Well, we had shortages for over a decade. It's just got increasingly worse. So the report was published March 2019 in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So what are the rules to the drug rationing? That's a question. Well, who decides? Who gets their medications? Who doesn't get them? And the JAMA article stated that a team of ethic specialists are involved in looking into how hospitals plan to manage their drug scarcity. The members of the American Society of Health System Pharmacists were sent questionnaires on allocations during the drug shortages, and out of 1,100, only 65% or 719 responded. So of those that did respond, they confirmed the drug shortages of the previous year, and it seems that, you know, your cancer and cardio drugs were the hard hit ones. Millions are on that stuff. So the report notes that during times of rationing drugs, it was really not information that was disclosed to the patients. Here's a quote from Andrew Hantel. He's a medical doctor with the Ethics Fellow, University of Chicago Medicine. He said, drug shortages are distressingly common. The American Society for Hospital Pharmacists has a running list of 226 drugs that are in short supply. Drug companies state that they cannot guarantee supply continually, but there is really no other supplier that there may be a backup for or an optional drug. So in severe cases, shortages require clinicians to decide which patients receive medicines and which would not, end of quote. So there's this ripple effect that happens. So what happens when you have a healthcare system and patients when there's not enough drugs to go around? Here's the ripple effect of what happens, and the list of drug names on your shortages list. If you want to go there, go to the 3ws.drugs.com, and they have a drug shortage list that you can pull up. So here's the ripple effect. There's a lack of drug therapy, and it disrupts the other areas of treatment. Drugs can delay procedures like surgery and other treatment protocols. It increases the rate of the medication errors. It also impacts patient health outcomes and increases cost, you know, supply and demand. What about the generic drugs? Well, they're short, too. According to the FDA, the generic drugs are usually the hardest hit during a shortage. So the reason given is manufacturing issues. They say the FDA does not elaborate as to why more generic drug brands are affected, but there is this. But here's the reason. When drugs come off your patent status, they are then picked up by, and they're made by, you know, small overseas drug manufacturers who are not really regulated by the United States. And the facilities may not be up to the U.S. standards, and equipment can break down, and there can also be a disruption in ingredient supplies. So drug manufacturers are supposed to offer a 6-month notice, or at the very least a 30-day notice to the U.S. authorities if there is a shortage, but they're not doing that. Well, scarcity means compromise, right? So according to the research from pharma.org, when there are drug shortages, the FDA makes compromises and on the expiration dates. We've mentioned this before. Shortages in your drug supply can result in the manufacturer having inventory closes to expiration or past expiration. Here's a quote from Pharma Research. They say the FDA can work with a manufacturer to review and approve an extended expiration date when the manufacturer has a date to support potential extension of expiration dates for their inventory. The problem is with this is that prescription medicines start to break down after the expiration date and they become more toxic. So this is not like a gallon of milk that you can, you know, can be good a week past your expiration date. It's not like that. The average is 3 months. The FDA can grant an expiration 3 months past the expiration date when there's a shortage. So you may get a drug that says expired, but they'll extend it for 3 months. But, you know, Congress has got a handle on it. They say they got it all taken care of. What do you think of that, Frank? There seems to be this repeated occurrence of drug scarcity, and Congress is concerned. They have attempted to use legislation to fix it. The FDA provides Congress with annual reports and what action that they are taking to prevent drug shortages. So for the most But so far, the most that the authorities have done really is to try to improve on early detection systems when shortages do occur. So this offers only advance warning, but doesn't do anything to fill the gaps when there is really no substitute medicine. Apparently, drug shortages is nothing new. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, drug shortages have been an ongoing problem and a growing problem since 2001. Isn't that kind of a coincidence with 9/11? Here is another quote. Who is this by? This is by the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, November 2011. They said the U.S. is experiencing a rapidly increasing frequency of drug shortages, which have caused numerous difficulties for clinicians, healthcare facilities, patients, and federal regulators. The shortages are due to many factors, including lack of raw materials, manufacturing problems, regulation issues, business decisions, etc. We need to have clear policies and procedures and collaboration with timely communication to effectively handle drug shortages. Well, that all sounds really good, right? But those are just words. You know, people buy their fruits, what they do. So the current behavior from the FDA on your drug scarcity is basically the same as nearly 20 years ago. And this looks like a lack of initiative, really, to want to correct the problem, or that they really simply do not want to be able to correct it. According to the report by the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, they provided the University of Utah Drug Information Service, and a majority of why there is shortages is a mystery, they said. Apparently, 55% of the drug shortages are, quote, unknown. Nobody's telling us why. That's aggravating, isn't it, Frank? Well, I'm just saying, if anybody out there has a drug dependency on something, you know, you're on heart meds, diabetic meds, any kind of stuff that metabolically you rely on to function, you may be in a world of hurt one day if there's no drugs or no substitute drugs. Any person that's prescribed a lifelong medication to support your metabolic function in any way, well, this is a very unpredictable situation of drug supply, you know, dependency you're in. There is at least a 55% chance that the drug you are on for no reason at all becomes unavailable overnight. And some of the most prescribed drugs are for cardio, diabetes, autoimmune disease, and all of which, you know, has suffered some shortages in the last decade. So now really is the time. You may want to educate yourself on a backup, you know, something that would strengthen the body and bridge the gap should you need it. Otherwise, you're kind of hostage to the drug. I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have cardio stuff. They have diabetic stuff. They have stuff. They have heart attack packs. They have snake bite kits, pandemic kits. They got organ cleanses, immune support stuff. You have tools, and these are all provided by the Creator. They're herbs, natural medicines created by God. He says, trust me, my might is sufficient. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Trust in it. What'd you say, Frank? Aren't most of these drugs made in China? Well, I would say a large proportion are. Okay, there are some smaller outfits throughout the world. FDA doesn't inspect a lot of them, you know. So, and unfortunately, a lot of them get adulterated. That's why, you know, you've had recalls in some of these drugs that doctors have been using in emergency rooms and stuff, and didn't work out so well for the patient. So, it's scary. I'm not going to lie. I'm just like, you know, I'd rather not be on anything. I'd rather just go home and see my Creator and be done. I'm just not going to go there with the drug dependency stuff. It's so toxic. And listen, if you're on stuff like things for cardio. There's a book by Shane Ellison called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He is a chemist, worked for the drug companies, but now he educates people on how to be healthy with natural substances. I interviewed him on the show a while back when his book came out. And great guy. He was. We agreed on a lot of things, and a lot of the herbs that we talk about for heart function, he adds in his book. And he tells you the pros and cons of stuff. And what happens when you take these drugs, what happens to you metabolically on a cellular level. It isn't pretty. And long term, he and I are both agreed. Long term use of a lot of those heart meds leads you down the road to congestive heart failure in about a decade. So pick up his book. Very easy to read and understand. Then you'll be educated on what your situation is. It's called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures by Shane Ellison. The library's probably have it if you want to check it out. But do yourself a favor and get prepared, because my people perish for lack of knowledge. All right, so what is that Pastor Sanders often says, Frank? He says, things aren't always what they appear to be. And, boy, is that accurate with healthcare today. You get some of the information, but not all of it. And I used to work in healthcare, so I think healthcare has its place, and that would be trauma care. But treating symptoms and not curing people because they're not getting at the cause of the problem, you know, that irritates me. All right, we got a few minutes, and I want to talk about some berries and the power of berries. I know this is, we're coming up on the berry season, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, all the berries. And there's lots of studies on berries. And a lot of it is very inspirational. And basically way back in, 1700s, 1800s and early 1900s, the American Medical Association had, doctor guides guiding physicians on how to use a lot of this plant nutrition to heal people. Yeah. So I did a show on what happened in the healthcare medicine, major medicine, modern medicine. If you missed the show, you can go to our website and hit the archives. But right around 1940 is when we lost the natural healing MD schools and we went to petrochemical schools. There's a whole story there. Well, let me just, because we only have a few minutes, let's just highlight some things. Here's barberry. Barberry may not be strawberry or blueberries you find in your grocery store, but barberry has a lot of uses, and pharmaceutical companies have tried to match barberry's chemical profile, like barberine, has barberine in it. Barberine's pretty powerful. It's antibacterial. So they want to make, drugs out of it. So, but they haven't been able to quite get it right. God's chemistry is kind of complex. So if you were to compare barberry's barberine to the most potent antibiotic the pharmaceutical companies can produce, barberine actually can't be matched. So the action in your barberry stimulates the human immune system to reduce blood pressure and attacks tumors. And we have, documentation on this that the health benefits of barberry go back 2,500 years. Yeah. So the ancient Egyptians used barberry to protect them from plagues. In India, they used barberry to cure dysentery. The Europeans used barberry for liver and gallbladder illnesses. The Russians like barberry so much for skin inflammation and uterine bleeding and high blood pressure. If they could make a vodka drink out of it, they would. Okay. But the American colonists, they introduced barberry to the Native American Indians. Barberry was also an ingredient in Harry Hoxie's cancer formula in 1930 to 1950. Lots of studies on barberry, mainly because of the bacterial fighting element. There have been a lot of medical studies done on barberry overall, all over the world. So what have scientists and the medical doctors concluded about barberry? Well, it contains major compounds that kill staph infections, strep, and diarrhea, and salmonella, and shingles, dysentery, cholera, urinary tract infections, E. coli, yeast infections. That's just to name a few. Pretty powerful. So you can be powerful, too, if you have the right tools and know how to use it. You can be more powerful than the white coats, because God said, God's word never comes back void. God speaks it. It's out of his mouth. It's a reality. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God says, my might is sufficient. So who cares that science can't figure out what's in barberry? You got barberry. Well, there's another study that showed that barberry helps the immune system make more white killer T cells to fight bacterial infections. Ooh-wee. Now, a study out of Pakistan involved giving lab animals a drug, acetaminophen, and what they were trying to do is create a liver damage in the rats, and half the animals were then given barberry. Those who did not get the barberry showed elevated liver enzymes, indicating liver damage, and those given the barberry had a reversal of the liver damage and normal liver enzymes. Pakistan physicians now use barberry for liver disorders. German researchers found barberry extract applied topically helps with psoriasis. And the Germans also use barberry to treat pink eye, conjunctivitis, inflamed eyelids, and sensitive eyes. Now, the United States will not approve of products made by these countries to be used in the United States, and the Russian study showed that barberry helps to lower blood pressure. It works like a vasodilator. It enlarges blood vessels. So the barberine in your barberry can also stimulate uterine contraction, so pregnant women maybe should avoid using the herb if they're pregnant. So you got a lot of power in herbs. And don't let medicine ever tell you they're so impotent they're worthless. They're studying them. They used to use elements from plants to make their drugs until they made, you know, synthetic copycats of it. So don't let them lie to you. But you have power. There's barberry bark at thepowerherbs.com. And it does work for shingles. We've done it. And it's great for the gallbladder. It'll stop a gallbladder spasm in a skinny minute. Thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out. They also have a kidney stone, a formula that dissolves a kidney stone. Who wants to pass a stone when they can just dissolve it? Save yourself the pain, really. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's the Apothecary Herbs folks. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. And, of course, online, thepowerherbs.com. So take the power back. God's given it to you. He made these plants. Let's use them. Thepowerherbs.com. Get their free catalog. You can get one online or you can give them a call. And it's absolutely free. Also, if you do have email and you want to get their newsletters, you can just opt in to get those. You just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up there for free. And you'll get information like this each week. It's amazing. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.